Say goodbye to your credit card rewards. Greedy corporate mega stores, led by Walmart and Target, are pushing for a law in Congress to take away your hard-earned cash back and travel points to line their pockets. The Durbin-Marshall credit card bill would enact harmful credit card routing mandates that would end credit card rewards as we know it. If you love your credit card rewards, tell your lawmakers, hands off my rewards. Tell them to oppose the Durbin-Marshall credit card bill.
Julia Stiles plays a reporter.
Yeah, she plays like the Christian Slater from Interview with the Vampire.
Yeah, it's exactly right.
Welcome to Sincast, presented by CinemaSins.
The Sincast. This is Chris Atkinson from CinemaSins, joined by Jonathan Watkins from CinemaSins.
Hello, hello.
And we're going to be doing a mini pod of Hustlers, and we're going to start doing a few more reviews like this, just to put them out there. We won't have Barrett and Jeremy all the time. But Jonathan and I can probably do most of these.
So. We go see a lot of movies.
Yeah. actually, this will start getting me back to going to movies. Ever since I left movie theaters, it's been, you know, big event movies or just those ones that I really, really wanted to see.
Yeah.
So, my theater going has dropped dramatically since 2013, but I still go probably more than the average person.
Oh, I would agree. Yeah, you definitely do that.
Yeah. The first one out of this group here, we're gonna see Hustlers here.
Yep.
Directed by Lorraine Scafaria, who did Seeking a Friend at the End of the World, the last one.
Yeah,
that
which
I saw.
I haven't seen any of her stuff, but I'm really curious to do it now.
Yeah, so. that movie's really good, by the way. I really liked it. So Hustlers is it's about these women at a strip club who they're having a hard time financially, and I think they sort of take the sort of the actionable point of this movie is where the financial crisis happens in 2008. Mm-hmm. And since they work at, I think it's Scores or something like that in New York City.
I mean, that's what it's based on.
I don't
on.
Think they ever say Scores, but no. I think that's what we're supposed to think it is, because there's a point where Constance Wu says something to the effect of, I was at Sin City and now I moved here. And I'm assuming, because Scores is such a, you know, big place in New York, that's where
yeah, it's supposed to be like the, that's what it's supposed to be.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But they service all these Wall Street clientele and everything. And so once the financial crisis hits, Wall Street guys stop coming in.
Yep.
And money starts getting very low.
Yep.
And their lives have changed and everything. So anyway, the plot of it is Jennifer Lopez's character has come up with a way to drug guys out in the middle of, like, I don't think they even start at the strip club. Maybe it's out in the bar of the strip club or something. I don't know. No, they start at other places.
Yeah, they take them to like another bar. It seems like it's the same bar every time. They get the guy drugged, and then there's like, hey, let's go to the strip club.
Yeah, and then she says it's some sort of like concoction of ketamine and MDMA.
Yeah, it makes them a little drowsy, but it also perks them up. I mean, it also makes them like have fun, basically. Like, they at least are under the impression they're having fun.
Yeah. So they drug them, and then eventually just take their, like, they take their credit cards and they go to the ATM and just clean them out.
Yeah, or they'll go to the strip club and they'll spend their money at the strip club, and then they get a tape.
Yeah,
they
yeah,
get a
yeah.
Percentage.
Yeah, I think that's how it starts. Yeah. And then and actually. normally they don't clean them out. They just get just enough to where it's they don't want to do anything about it.
Yeah.
So anyway, that's the main crux of the story. So this movie felt a lot like Goodfellas to me. What do you think?
Yeah, no, I agree. In fact, I've actually I had read later that it got a few people have compared it to Goodfellas, Goodfellas with ladies, which is interesting because we had that movie come out earlier this year, The Kitchen, which I didn't I didn't see, so I can't comment on it, but that really looked like Goodfellas. So I don't know how much it was, but this really felt like it.
Yeah, it even starts off with an unbroken shot. Like, it's one of those like 5 minute unbroken shots at the beginning of it and everything. Performers in this, you got Constance Wu, you got Jennifer Lopez.
I mean, it's definitely their movie.
Yeah, it's theirs. They're the two buddies basically, and then they're surrounded by a pretty good cast of people here. Lily Reinhart, who's from Riverdale.
That's right. I knew I recognized
her. I've never seen Riverdale, but I know that's a big deal.
I watched the first season, and she's Betty.
Yeah, I think that's right.
And then Keke Palmer plays their other friend.
Keke Palmer, who I'll always think of as Aquila and the Bee for some reason. That was her first.
Yeah, that's
that was
right.
her first. I think that was her first big movie.
The last thing, she does a lot of, she's done some stuff with Ryan Murphy recently. Like she was on his show Scream Queens. So that's kind of where I most recently started. She was also on, oddly enough, another Scream related thing. She was on season 3 of the Scream TV series, which was one of the worst things I've ever seen in my life. Just
what, the MTV Scream?
Yeah.
I saw the first season of that.
Yeah, they just recently, earlier this year, they dumped season 3 after like it had been done for like 2 years.
Yeah, I remember I thought they played it. I just didn't see it.
No, they literally just, it was a couple months ago they played it.
Oh,
like,
it had to have been awful.
Oh, it was so bad.
but there are a lot of other good. There are a lot of other people in here that they sort of throw into the movie as a bonus.
Yeah.
Cardi B is in here. Lizzo is in here.
Yep.
It has a lot of appeal for people who, I mean, there's just a lot of like different, pockets of entertainment that this movie sort of like picks from to get a draw. And I was kind of surprised. This was a 10:15 show that I watched.
Oh, wow.
And it was a small theater, but it was packed.
No, yeah, the I went to 7 o'clock, and it was not quite sold out, but there were a lot of people in there. I think this movie's gonna do well.
Yeah.
It's not gonna be like a mega blockbuster, but it'll be one of those nice 70 million at least.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I would think. I think they're projecting like a 30 million opening, but also speaking of the cast, Mercedes Rule.
Yeah.
I didn't even recognize her. It had been so long since I'd seen her.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And Julia Stiles.
Julia Stiles plays a reporter.
Yeah. She plays like the Christian Slater from Interview with the Vampire. Yeah. Role.
It's exactly right.
That's what
she
I thought.
Does.
I thought of that the whole time. I don't, that's terrible.
No, that's exactly right. Because it's sort of how the story is being told is.
Yeah. Cause we have Constance Wu in, I guess, the present being interviewed. I don't remember if they said what year the present was, but then I know all this was supposed to take place, like you said, around 2008, between 2008 and like 2013.
Yeah, it's the movie flat starts in 2007, and then the stuff starts getting, I guess, hairy in 2013. I guess that's how long it takes, because the financial crisis happens, but they're going through a whole bunch of other life stuff.
Yeah,
at that
like
point.
Constance Wu has a kid. Mm-hmm. And so there's a couple years of a gap there, and then they come back and they start doing this.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how much spoilery this movie can be, but before we get into what we might be considered spoilers, what did we think of this movie? What is your grade?
I overall quite liked it.
Yeah.
Some things I'll talk about. I think we can talk about that are non-spoilery. I was really interested. The fact that this is directed by a female, I think is very noticeable.
Yeah.
Because if you think about other strip club movies based around strip clubs like Showgirls or Striptease, this felt, I mean, I'm not saying there's no titillation in this movie. There definitely is. And these are beautiful women.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, it did feel like it was a different gaze than we normally get. Like we had a, it was a female gaze. Like, you know, it was overtly, it was sexual in a different type of way, I guess is the best
yes,
way to put it.
Definitely.
And I dug that completely. It didn't feel sleazy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Other than what they were doing to drugging people and stuff.
Yeah,
I mean,
yeah.
But the actual presentation of the females did not feel as sleazy as you would normally get mm-hmm. in a movie like this. I love the look of the movie. I think that Jennifer Lopez and Constance Wu are awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm really happy this is going to be a hit because Constance Wu is someone that I've only seen a couple episodes of Fresh Off the Boat, but the couple episodes I watched, she immediately intrigued me. Like she was the star, you know, mm-hmm. she was the one that stood out. And then I watched Crazy Rich Asians and she's really good in that. I still don't really like that movie very much. I think it's a little too, stereotypical as far as romantic comedies go. Like it plays on too many tropes.
Yeah.
But she's really good in it,
mm-hmm.
and she's really good here. And this looks like this is going to be another modest hit. You know, Crazy Rich Asians was a huge hit. This looks mm-hmm. like it's going to be a pretty big hit. So hopefully she's going to get to keep, you know, doing roles like this. I love seeing Jennifer Lopez in a role like this.
Mm-hmm.
She's definitely a standout here, obviously. I do think that outside of them, I don't know if there's a lot to take from the other characters.
Mm-hmm.
You have good actors and actresses, but I just don't know that there's a lot. I mean, Frank Whaley pops up in
yep.
this too, which is weird. So I'm somewhere in the B to B+ range.
Okay.
But I think it's a very solid movie. I think it's definitely worth going to see in the theaters. I think it's, I think it'd be a hell of a date movie.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I just overall, I liked it.
Okay. I did not like it that much.
Okay.
And I totally understand what you're saying.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like this movie should get an audience. Like, it should.
Yeah.
It, like, this is for women, and this is women doing it for themselves
yeah.
and all that. I'm all about that. However, watching this movie for me, I just couldn't connect to it.
Gotcha.
I didn't feel like I wasn't really getting involved with the characters at all.
Mm-hmm.
Even though Constance Wu and Jennifer Lopez are great in
yeah.
this, I wasn't kind of grabbing on to anything that their character,
yeah.
as far as character was concerned. There's nothing other than the sheer financial motivation of it all. I didn't really see. I didn't feel their characters much. As
yeah.
Well. And especially when, you know, you're talking about the side characters and everything, there wasn't anything like every once in a while they'd throw in something like, you know, Lily Reinhart always vomits.
I was about to bring that up.
Yeah.
Which was kind of funny at first, but by the end you're just like, is this her only character trait?
Yeah. Yeah. and so I wasn't getting involved with that. The Goodfellas nature of this is unmistakable though. Even though it's not a movie that's going through and trying to do a whole bunch of Scorsese things with the style
yeah.
of it and everything. But yeah, in the end I was just like, man, and I don't know, it could be also that it was, you know, 10:15 heading into midnight
yeah.
watching this thing. I started getting really tired, but yeah, I through it all, I was just like, man, in the end, I don't know if I really like this, but, I could possibly just not be the audience for this. So it's
one
of those things. I'm going to give it a C+.
Yeah.
It's not bad by any, it's not a bad movie
no.
at all. But I'm going to give it a C+. So, I guess we can get into some spoilers.
No spoilers!
And Miss Basie is Kaiser Soze.
Miss Luke's
what?
Father is actually Darth Vader.
What?
She's the sister and the daughter.
She's
they just
No. I'm reading the books.
There's not much. It's on a,
yeah.
when you get to a real story and everything, it's, I mean, I guess there are spoilers, but it's not like it's going to be anything that you wouldn't be expecting.
Yeah.
There's no twists or anything.
Well, and it's really, so this is based on, I don't know if we actually specifically said that, but it's based on a 2015 article and is it the New Yorker? New York Daily News, something like that. It's the New York Magazine.
Okay.
The Hustlers at Score. So this did, the actual thing took place at Scores.
Mm-hmm.
And so that's what this is based on. And then so Julia Stiles, I guess, is technically playing like probably the reporter that she's supposed to be. And then the structure of the movie is like, which we kind of pointed out, is that she's talking to Constance Wu in the present. Constance Wu's character is Destiny, by the way, and Jennifer Lopez is Ramona. She's talking to Destiny in the present, and then Destiny is telling the story of everything that happened. So it's mostly from her perspective, which I will say. But then you find out that she's also talked to Ramona. The reporter has talked to Ramona, and then it kind of becomes this thing where Destiny's like, you know, well, what did Ramona say about me? And you kind of get like these different perspectives towards the end. So I thought the initial setup, I mean, it's pretty interesting. But one thing I will say to you that like not connecting was that there was this whole thing towards the end that I wanted to talk about where, like I said, Destiny starts getting concerned about what Ramona said about her, and she starts getting concerned about if she's saying too much. And this is before we know anything about the actual investigation or them getting arrested or anything like that. I felt like that was a little forced. I just felt like that was one negative for me, was like towards the end, there's this whole thing about, you know, Destiny and Ramona. And I'm not saying like, I mean, the movie does give you a sense of their friendship, but I guess I just didn't really get, I was not there with the movie emotionally at the end.
Yeah, there's nothing in it. There are a couple of scenes, like at the beginning, there's that, you know, sort of that thing where she's obviously the bad bitch that comes in. Jennifer Lopez is.
Yeah.
She's the one that comes in. She's the one that everybody throws the money at.
Yeah.
And she takes Constance Wu under her wing. And there's a point where she goes to a rooftop and they're out smoking and she like lets her come into her coat and everything. And like they all sort of like do this nice little, you know, let's keep each other warm type thing.
And I love that scene. That's a great example of a good visual moment in the movie. Like I just, everything about that scene was just so striking.
Yeah. 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 And then the next scene we see her trying to, make her moves better in the club and everything. And that's where Cardi B gets her one basic
I could have done without Cardi B.
The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
But and we see them, they go out and they shop together and all that, and obviously they're friends, but I just never got that connection. Like, it always felt like Jennifer Lopez's character was always sort of separate from her outside of those couple of scenes and everything.
Well, and there's even a moment, well, and the better moment that they should have ended it on, I think, at least with their relationship, was outside of the jailhouse outside of the police station, when you find out that Destiny has taken the plea deal because she doesn't want to lose her child. Like, she wants to be able to not go to jail. She wants to be able to spend the rest of her, you know, she wants to be able to take care of her child. And then Jennifer Lopez's character, Ramona, there was an earlier scene where she said something along the lines of, what did she say about being a mom? She said, being a mom is almost like a mental illness. She says something like that. And so they kind of go back to that, where Jennifer Lopez, even though she's pissed, because she was thinking they could get some lawyers and they could get themselves out of this, even though they've definitely broken the law.
Mm-hmm.
And that's another weird thing about this movie. But she's pissed, but at the same time, she gets it, you know, and then they have like that mom-to-mom moment. And that was fine. Like, it was a little generic, but I was like, I'm okay with this scene. I feel like that should have been the moment they ended on with them, as opposed to this. After that, we get this whole thing where in the present, Destiny calls Julia Stiles' character back and is asking her more about Ramona. And then she's like, you know, you should call her. And then she starts crying. And I think that's pretty much where it ends.
It's the almost famous moment, essentially.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. And so, like, I felt like the movie went a little too far that way. And, the Cardi B, that's a Cardi B, like, I have nothing against Cardi B, and she actually isn't bad, but it's just she's Cardi B. Like, you, it completely takes you out of the movie when she shows up.
It does, because everything about her is like, it's almost like we've got to keep this image of what Cardi B is.
Yeah.
So, like, everything she says and everything, it's dotted with fucks every single word, you know, and like, I've got to show this, like, this attitude that I've been showing in my music videos and everything. I might as well do that here, too. It's almost like there's almost a fear there of her doing anything else.
I almost, and you know, she's a former stripper, and I guess because this took place in the time frame, they couldn't have done it this way, but like, you know, they have a scene where Usher shows up at the club, and they're all excited, and they're dancing for Usher. I mean, it almost would have made more sense if she actually played Cardi B. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, Cardi B just shows up and is like, hey, I used to be a stripper, I'll give you some tips. I'm not saying they should have done that. I don't know if that would have been good either.
Yeah,
but,
and then,
that would have at least been a little less distracting.
Yeah, and it's definitely the time frame, because Cardi B, I think it would have been at the beginning of this movie.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
14 or something like
that. Yeah, it wouldn't have worked, but I'm just thinking in general, like, something like that would have made a lot more sense. Or they could have set it in the present, and, you know.
Yeah, I just would have liked to see, and this is a problem with what movies have to do as far as getting butts in the seats and all that, and people come and they see Cardi B on the poster, they're expecting Cardi B. So in that case, basically, it's hard to criticize the movie for doing that. But at the same time, if you're going to be in a movie and you're going to act, you know, give yourself a character that's different from what we see all the time.
And it could be, and that actually can be a turnoff for people, because I know, like, I had no interest in seeing this at first, because until I started hearing people talk about it and made it sound more interesting, when I first saw it, I was just like, oh, this is just, and first off, and Jennifer Lopez, let's be honest, I mean, she hasn't exactly been doing, like, she's basically been doing, like, romantic comedies and stuff, which I mean, good for her. I mean, work where you gotta work, but, I have always known she's better than that, because I've watched Out of Sight and I've, you know, seen other stuff she's done. But I just saw Jennifer Lopez is in this. I wasn't, you know, I like Constance Wu, but, you know, and then oh, there's Cardi B and there's Lizzo, and I'm just like, it is Lizzo, right?
It's Lizzo.
Lizzo, sorry, Lizzo. And I'm just like, well, this just seems like a silly, like, September kind of. You know, just maybe we'll get a few bucks from people that like Cardi B, like you're saying. But I think that's I think that could be a turnoff to a lot of other people. I just don't think this was this movie is not like it's advertised.
No.
But at the same time, it's also like the advertising almost makes it feel like it's going to be some cross between like Widows and Striptease.
Yeah.
And it's not that at all.
Right.
Like, I mean, it's nothing like that. It's not even a very violent movie, other than they're drugging these guys.
Yeah.
But there's not a scene, which I also liked about it. There's not a scene in this movie, like, there's not a rape. You know, there's not, they do make some comments about the guys would get out of hand.
Yeah, yeah. But we get some of the snide comments that guys often say at the very beginning of
movie. Like, they call her Lucy Liu.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. And things of that. Like, you hear a lot of these just awful, like, things that guys think they're saying just to be funny or whatever. Yeah. Or just being dickheads anyway.
Yeah.
Are just casually tossed off. And she's just kind of like, just, okay, whatever. Taking it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I do want to get into a couple of these things. This is probably what sort of taps into why I didn't enjoy this movie as much as I'd like. I would have liked to have seen more about their plan of how they were doing all this.
I agree with this.
How they were pulling it off? How are they? What's the role of each woman in this? Maybe it's just because I'm now old enough to realize about my own movie tastes and everything now. I really enjoy knowing the plan and how they're going to execute it and everything. I know those things mean a lot to me. And when they just say, well, we're just hot chicks and we're just going to drug people and steal their money, I lose a lot in the translation on that.
Well, and furthermore, with this being based on a true story, I mean, obviously they had that information, or at least something, you mm-hmm. know. So, I mean, you would think they could do that, because you're right. It kind of gets sped up at that point. Like, it takes a minute to get there, and then once they get there, and it's really weird because this is where Constance Wu, she meets somebody, they have a child. And she's gone for like a couple years. Like, she's not mm-hmm. stripping. And then she comes back, runs into Jennifer Lopez as she's bringing one of these guys to the club. Mm-hmm. And then they go to the diner or whatever. And Jennifer Lopez is like, oh, you want to make money? Well, here's what we're doing.
Mm-hmm.
And then they just kind of go through this montage.
Yeah.
And it's really quick. It doesn't really explain anything other than, and maybe there's not that much to it. But like you said, that intrigued me more. There was a lot of intrigue there that they didn't really follow through on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
The other side to this is I guess a more complex side is we get into a moral quandary?
Yeah.
Where yes, the guys that they are targeting are supposed to be awful people. They're supposed to be these Wall Street types that they're stealing from people. They're doing all the
cheating on their wives.
Cheating on their wives. They're showing porn to their secretaries, yeah. like we saw the Frank Whaley character do.
Oh my god, that was ridiculous.
Yeah, and they're the worst of the worst. As far as you know, just having no moral center. So. There's a point where Julia Stiles tells Constance Wu, she's like, I don't feel bad for these guys at all, and I'm not judging you for what you did
yeah.
and everything. But we're getting into the point where we start justifying bad behavior and everything, where it's like, well, we, according to my own moral standards, that person's horrible. So
yeah.
therefore I can steal money from them and not worry about it. And we should all be okay about it. And so like that puts me in a bind watching these people who are supposed to be the heroes of the story
yeah.
and everything. Because I'm like, yeah, I mean, yeah, screw that guy. And watching a movie just for entertainment, yeah, I can totally say that.
Yeah.
When you sit back and look back at it, you're like, wow, that's pretty horrible stuff that they're doing. They're like drugging these guys and like, you know, stealing large sums of money and everything.
Yeah, and I mean, Constance Wu's character, I mean, Destiny, I mean, she's not innocent in this either. And she's the one they focus on, and you're supposed to, you know, you're supposed to feel that she's trying to take care of her kid. And I will say, as a parent, I think... For most parents, I think one of the biggest fears, if not the biggest fear, I know it is for me, is not being able to take care of your kid,
mm-hmm.
not being able to give them everything they need, but even more importantly, like not being able to, like, you know, put a roof over their head or,
yeah.
you know, just the basics, like yeah. feed them and stuff. So I totally get that. I mean, I think even people that don't have kids can totally get that.
And I don't want to be misconstrued here. Obviously, you know, they are doing this because they need to take care of kids and everything like that.
Yeah.
That's the old moral question, right? Like, would you steal bread to make sure your kids are fed
yeah.
and everything like that? That's essentially what this is.
Yeah.
And then you could get super deep and wax philosophical about it and everything and say, well, aren't they really just taking back what has been taken from them?
Yeah.
Because they're Wall Street guys. I can see that angle too. But in the end, you're still making moral judgments, and to me, it opens up the door for almost any kind of crime. If you start saying, these people are worse than me,
yeah.
I'm going to steal from them, so on and so forth.
Well, there's even a couple situations where they almost kill people. Like, they overdrug that one guy,
yeah.
and then there's the guy that just decides, speaking of almost famous, he decides to jump off the roof.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And, survive, which actually that ends up being a pretty funny scene.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
And that's, I think that's even in the trailer where she drops him off at the hospital and she's crying.
Yeah, yeah.
Good acting chops from Constance Wu. But I do think, I will say that this movie has a bit of an identity crisis in that it does kind of just want to be entertainment. But I do think it also kind of wants to say something about, you know, why they did this. And it's hard, like you said, it's really, it's not hard to understand why they did it, but it's hard to not be like, you know, if you're just a, if you're an ethical, moral person, it's hard not to look at this and just be like, you guys are awful. Like, what you did was awful. And like, there's, they even, and the movie doesn't shy away from that, because there's the guy towards the end who, did his wife die? Was that what it was? The one that starts, that kind of gets the investigation going, because he goes to the cops.
Oh, God, what did happen?
I think his wife left him, because I believe he's raising like an autistic child.
Yeah.
So
they steal money. They steal basically what amounts to his mortgage payment from.
Yeah. Well, they get him fired because they run up his corporate account.
Yes.
And yeah, I mean, still, like, he's going to the strip club. He's doing all this stuff, but he's still under the influence of a drug.
Yeah.
And,
yeah.
And I mean, so the movie does like tap into it. I mean, I will say that's a good thing, but I know people are going to be like, well, why is this not okay? But then Goodfellas is, because, I mean, Goodfellas, like, Henry Hill's not a good person. But at the same time, I don't think Goodfellas is trying to say he is.
No, they're not. Goodfellas, these are, I mean, there's nothing about, yeah, and I do want to bring that up. It's a good point, because I don't think the people in Goodfellas are good people. I mean, they're not people I root for.
No, not at all.
I mean, it's just a fascinating look, like, as this will be for a lot of people, the Hustlers will be, of people operating, you know, against the law and everything. I feel like I'm trying to think, in Goodfellas, though, was there, because there is the big centerpiece of Goodfellas is the Latanza heist.
Mm-hmm.
And we get a pretty good idea of how they do that heist and everything.
Yeah, we do.
So that's what's so visceral and exciting about Goodfellas. Whereas in this one, we're kind of like, oh, okay,
just kind of speed through it.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't want to give that impression that I love Goodfellas and I can't.
No,
like,
no, I didn't think that.
Yeah, no, I know you're not saying that about me. I'm just saying that I don't want to give the impression that I love Goodfellas and I don't like this. And there's some sort of artificial male-female reason why. Yeah. I just feel like Goodfellas tells their story excitingly, and this one tells it in a somewhat exciting way, but not like the way I personally would like to see it. I don't know where I want to go after that.
Well, I mean, my point was just that, unlike, I mean, Goodfellas is just an example. I mean, because I couldn't think of another one, and we were talking about Goodfellas, and I think this definitely correlates with Goodfellas, because it's, you know, like you said, there's a lot of similarities. And while I do appreciate that the movie, and I think this is partly why I like it, like I said, they introduce that character towards the end that rats him out to the police, which they don't think is ever going to happen, because they think that most people would just be like, I'm not going to go tell people that I lost $5,000 at a strip club.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, like, the movie does want you to kind of root for them. And at times, it's hard to root for them. I mean, you want them to be okay. You get that, especially the Constance Wu character, which really, and that's another thing. I think that's another issue, is that Destiny and Ramona are the only two people we really know about.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know what's going. I mean, Kiki Palmer's character, she mentions some stuff, but like, I know her. She's got like a fiance in jail.
Mm-hmm.
I have no idea what's going on with the Lily Reinhardt character, honestly, other than she's just, her parents kicked her out.
Yeah.
Once they found out she worked at a strip club.
Right.
It's hard. It's kind of hard to root for them in the way the movie, I feel like, wants you to.
Mm-hmm.
But at the same time, I still think there's, for me, you know, there was just enough there that I enjoyed.
Yeah, and there's plenty to enjoy here for sure. No doubt about it. And I think anybody who goes in looking for just good performances, you're going to get that.
Yeah.
For something where, like, you know, people are sticking it to the man type of movie, you know, you're going to like that type of thing.
Yeah.
I mean, it's got a lot to enjoy about it for sure. I just, like I said, for me, just looking back, I just wish, just give me the process, and then I would have been a little bit more on board.
I think that would have been a lot more interesting to learn about. And I wouldn't have even cared, like, I mean, I'm not necessarily saying this movie should be longer, but, like, if they got more into that, I don't think I would have minded. I mean, it's under 2 hours. It's not a super long movie anyways.
Honestly, they could have probably cut a little bit from the beginning, because the beginning takes forever to get to the actual, like, stuff that they're doing. So
there's a little bit of Oscar buzz talk for J-Lo, though. I'm not sure I completely get that. I think she's really good, but like, I don't really care. I mean, honestly, at this point in my life, the Oscars mean so little to me. So.
Yeah.
But this kind of felt almost like a Sharon Stone and Casino thing. I don't know, but you know, but that's cool. J-Lo can get nominated. I don't care.
Yeah, yeah, and it's it's usually, I don't know about this year, but it's usually for the Academy, it's been a typically hard category to fill: Best Actress or Best Supporting Actress. That's why Meryl Streep has like 24 nominations or whatever it is. If she gets nominated, shrug, it doesn't matter.
But as good as she is, and you could argue she steals a lot of the movie just because she's such a presence. Mm-hmm. I mean, you know, and that's how she's introduced too. I mean, she's like got the big, like, because there's not a lot of like, for a movie set that's about a strip club, there's not a lot of stripping.
No.
Which is fine. I mean, I'm not knocking that, but like the one big set piece is Jennifer Lopez.
Mm-hmm.
And it's really well shot, and it's the only thing about it I thought was funny though at the end, I'm like, how does she get all that money? Because like the money was just scattered everywhere.
Yeah. No, that scene sort of rang ridiculous to me because she comes out and these guys come out and they're making it rain and all this other stuff, but. Yeah.
But she never strips either. I mean,
I know, that's the thing. There's a line they're trying to not cross here where it's like salacious nudity type of thing.
Yeah.
But she comes out there and does some wicked dance moves, and apparently that's enough to get piles and piles of.
And I'm not being pervy. I mean, you could have definitely had her strip and not show.
Well,
it,
and I'm, I get to the point now where I realize that we're supposed to believe that she was naked. They're doing this thing where it's like, she wasn't in real life, but in the movie we're supposed to believe that she was.
That's true.
But I will say this, Jennifer Lopez, who is I think 50,
I believe that's right, somebody said that,
she's still got the body for it and everything. She can still do all that. Like there's a scene in there where she's teaching Constance Wu all these pole things, and I'm like, damn. I mean, she's got it all down.
I just don't know how you stay in that kind of shape.
It's got to be just constant dedication.
God! But she turned 50 in July.
Mm-hmm.
She's great. But she's really good in this movie. But I don't want Constance Wu to be undersold though, because I think she really holds this movie together.
Well, and she's actually my favorite part of the movie.
Me too.
I know that Jennifer Lopez is going to be getting a lot of the recognition, but there's something about Constance Wu, especially when there's a scene where she's taking things in, and she did this in Crazy Rich Asians too, where there's something about her eyes that just, she's very expressive through them. Especially the scene towards, it's middle end or whatever, where she looks like she's just about to cry and everything because Julia Stiles is telling her all this stuff. I thought that was one of the best scenes of the movie.
Oh, okay.
I wasn't super high on it. You were a little bit higher than I was, but
it's a good, I think it's definitely a movie I could see myself rewatching. My wife wasn't able to go with me last night. I know I would love for her to see it, 'cause I think she's going to love it. I think she'll like it at least as much as me. So I could even be going back to the theater to see it. I don't know, but I could definitely see myself watching this again.
Yeah.
And for more than just beautiful women.
And who knows? You might get more out of it the next time too.
Yeah, you never know.
Okay. Well, that will do it for this mini pod of Hustlers. We're gonna plan on doing this more. We don't have a regular schedule though.
No, but
there's going to be there'll be probably some times where you'll get one early and then you'll get one late every once in a while.
Yeah.
It's just the way it goes. But we're going to hope to do this more. Give us your feedback. We're on Sincast presented by CinemaSins on Facebook. We have CinemaSins Twitter, Music Video Sins Twitter. We're on SoundCloud. And we're on Discord. If you want to get on Discord, I can give you a link through Facebook. But that'll do it for this mini-pod. It's Chris Atkinson and Jonathan Watkins. We'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening. Comment on our episodes on our SoundCloud page. Check us out on YouTube, Twitter, Facebook, and Reddit. And be sure to visit CinemaSins.com.
Did you see that? We might be able to talk about this in the actual recording, but did you see, have you looked at IMDb for this at all?
Yeah.
It's nuts. Like, it's a 5.8.
It was 5.1 when I left.
Yeah. And if you look at, did you look at the reviews? The user reviews?
What now? The what?
Like, the user reviews, did you go through those at all?
No.
It's like women giving it, like, I mean, I'm assuming by the username, like, women are giving it, like, between an 8 and a 10, and, like, all these dickhead dudes are giving it, like, a 1.
Yeah.
And they're just like, what is this trash?
Yeah, it's,
Women are scary.
Women are scary.
Well, and this one guy even, God, I wish I could find it, but this one guy I saw, he was like, man, he's like, all these people are given this, like, such, like, terrible reviews and acting like children. Like, I haven't even seen it, but let's see it and give it a chance. And then he gave it a 5 out of 10.
Weird. Yeah, I think that the order of the reviews that you saw probably meant that he said that first, and then he
gotcha.
And then he
saw it.
Then he saw it and gave it a 5 out of 10.
People suck.
Of course, he probably didn't acknowledge anywhere that he said something about, let's give it a chance, in his actual review.